Sean Robinson is a reporter for the News Tribune out in Tacoma, Washington, who wrote the story about the Kuykendalls, who have been enduring what he correctly calls in his pieces a reign of terror. And I've asked him to join us here this afternoon on KMOX to tell a little bit of the story. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So the Kuykendalls had their telephones turned against them and things going on that you and I probably would have said, no, that's not possible. But it turns out it is.
The technology theoretically is out there, and it apparently has been used by the FBI to monitor mobsters.
All right. Explain what happened to the Kuykendalls and how did this whole thing start?
Well, from what they tell me, back in early February, their daughter was spending the night at a friend's house when she gets a mysterious text message that tells her to call a number. And she does, but it doesn't respond. And from that point on, she gets a string of 20 or 30 messages going on from past midnight to 4:30 in the morning. You know, text messages, nutty voicemails and things. And from that point on, the entire family's phone setup, as well as this young girl's friends, have been besieged by these creepy voicemails that threaten death, threaten to, you know, kill everybody in the family, threaten to kill the pets, and they do things like make it seem that they're monitoring this girl and her friends in the family, telling them, we know where you're going, oh, that's a nice shirt you're wearing, and they describe it to a T and everything she's wearing. The family took their phones to the police station to try to get someone to help them, and they get a message saying, get out of the police station. They get voicemails that appear to have recordings of their conversations with police. Their phones are being remotely hijacked and used to send these messages in and amongst these networks, and it's all the same kind of threatening behavior. And they've also, these incidents are more rare, but there have been indications of a possible break-in or people banging on the walls outside late at night. And they just can't find whoever's doing it to them.
Now, I want to clarify one thing here. Even when their phones were turned off, the microphones in the phones are still on, and so things were being recorded while they thought their phones were off?
Correct.
That's the part that I didn't know was possible.
And that's the part that is referenced in a federal judge's decision back in the latter part of last year, relating to the FBI tapping into the conversations of gangsters back on the East Coast. And they indicate that, yes, it can be done. It's called a roving bug, and it allows you to activate the cell phone's microphone even if the phone's not on.
Now, that's not even the most bizarre thing that happened. Tell what happened in the principal's office when they went there to talk to the principal of their daughter's school with a police officer.
Okay, this is actually a neighbor of the Kuykendall family who also has a teenage daughter and is friends with the daughter. This girl and her mother, who were also getting the same kind of, you know, constant activity, go to the principal of their high school, and they're talking to the principal and a police officer at the same time. And while they're talking and their phones are switched off and not in their hands, the mother's phone is activated and sends a text message to the daughter's phone. And subsequently, the mother gets a voicemail message that includes excerpts of the recording of their conversation with the principal and the cop.
The
wow.
Phones are off. One of them is turned on, sends a message to the other one with a recording of a conversation that was going on while the phones were off.
Yep.
That's in another case, there's another girl involved, Mary Manley, who's 16 years old, and you say that she had her ringtone changed, and the ringtone that was put on there was a voice saying something like, answer your phone.
Exactly. Mary is, again, a friend of this this teenage girl who's kind of the hub of it, Courtney Kuykendall, and she was getting these same messages and had started just ignoring them.
Okay, so who's doing this?
Well, nobody knows yet. The initial response from the police agencies out here was, well, this has got to be a prank. This has got to be the young girls somehow doing this and just not wanting to admit it out of fear of embarrassment, which the family, all of the families, strongly deny. And if you sit there with them and go through all the messages they've gotten, hundreds and hundreds, you know, you'd have to have a teenage girl not only threatening to kill everyone in her family, including her own younger siblings and pets, but sitting obsessively and making it all happen without her parents knowing.
And you've talked to these people and you've heard these recordings, and you've also talked to people who told you that it was technically possible to do it, but yet the police can't figure out who's doing it or track down the source.
Correct. There's several police agencies involved now because this thing has gotten some substantial attention, and they are meeting this afternoon to try to puzzle it out. And their reaction is still skeptical, and I understand that, because a lot of times when you're dealing with young people, there's a reason for skepticism.
Why didn't the Kuykendalls just get new phones?
They did. They did.
And it continued. Why didn't they just change their phone numbers or go to a different carrier?
They got new phones, changed their numbers. Initially, they did not change the carrier, but now that is definitely on their agenda. And since the story appeared last Wednesday, the Kuykendalls have not gotten any new threats or messages, although other people connected to them have.
Wow. Wow. This is an amazing story, Sean. I hope you're continuing to report on it and follow up on it with these people.
I am. In fact, I was just interviewing them moments ago. I just got back from their house and kind of got a lot of new information about what's going on with them, and I'm trying to put something out there tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to link to your story that's there, and I'll look for what you have tomorrow in the online edition of the News Tribune, and I appreciate you coming on today to tell at least the first part of the story. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Robinson, reporter out in Tacoma, Washington. How about that story? Having your phones hijacked.
That's unbelievable.
And used against you when you thought you had them turned off.
And they even took the batteries out, and still.
Well, the batteries, it won't work, but it might be.
No, they might be able to leave the microphone still. They still knew what they were doing, and
yes.
Immediately they put them back in. They tried everything.
It's one of those where, as I told you, you'd go, well, that's not possible. Oh, yes, it is. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.